is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Brad Jard is back for yet another week. You are a regular co-host on the show now, Brad, and I'm glad that you're here because you kind of bring an unusual perspective to a conversation, being that you were a law enforcement officer for over a decade.
Yeah.
So folks that maybe they've never heard your voice before, that's kind of an important thing to know about you. You've had quite the personal journey over the last, five or six years or so of your life.
Yeah.
And now here you are on Free Talk Live.
It's been quite a trip. And
Did you think you'd ever be sitting behind a microphone when you first started listening to the show?
Well, when I first started listening, I would listen to Free Talk Live when I'd worked a midnight shift. You know, I'd be driving around in my cruiser listening to the show, and I'd be like, man, I can't believe the cops did that. And then I'd be like, man, I just did that the other day. And eventually it just got to the point where, through communicating with you and other folks like Sam Dodson and other people involved in the Free State Project, that I eventually just couldn't justify to myself anymore enforcing the laws that I was told that I had to do. And, I'm hoping through my contributions to the activism involved in the Liberty Movement that I can make a difference and help, people understand that the police are used to hurt people.
I think you definitely have made a difference and will continue to do so. Your new area of activism is, I think, pretty exciting. I hope you are very successful at it. And like I've told you, I want to do whatever I can to help you. Essentially, you've kind of jumped on board with some activists who have been aggressed against by the people calling themselves the state. And you've jumped on to help them defend themselves in court, even though you're not an actual licensed government-approved attorney. There are certain rules in some states, and I don't know how many of them have these rules, but New Hampshire does have them, that allows just the lay person to represent another person. And you can only do it to a certain extent, though. I think two at a time, or is it two per year?
It's very cleverly hidden. What the law says is that if you're a person of good moral character, whatever that means, you can represent someone else in court as long as you don't do it commonly. And commonly isn't actually defined in statute. It has to do with whatever the attorney general and the New Hampshire Supreme Court say it is. Right now, I'm working on two cases right now, my first two cases ever. And I've talked to quite a few attorneys. In fact, I've been getting anonymous phone calls from attorneys who block the number, and then they've been calling me up and giving me advice.
Really?
And yeah, I mean, there's quite a few people who believe the New Hampshire court system is legitimately corrupt. And
I think it's probably true with all court systems, yeah. But the thing is, the reason why we see so much of it here is because people are willing to pull back the curtain here.
Right.
There are people that are willing to put it on the line, to put their freedom on the line, to really show folks how bad things are. We were just having a meeting before the show with one of the abused fathers. There was a recent post over at freekeen.com of video footage of an abused dad who was testifying at a grievance panel hearing up here in New Hampshire about just some of the terrible things that this court system has been doing. And usually courts around the country get away with this stuff on a regular basis. They just roll right over people's freedoms and rights, and nobody knows what to do about it. The average person whose rights are destroyed can't afford to hire an attorney. I mean, who can afford? It's hard to afford $60 an hour, let alone $260 or $360, dollars per hour. Lawyers are not cheap. And so usually what ends up happening is people just have their rights trashed.
Right.
And if they complain about it, then it's very rare that anybody's going to follow their case. The local news media, it happens so often, they would fill their airwaves if they covered all of the corruption that was going on in the local court system. So, to some extent, it's not news because it's so common.
Right. Well, a big thing that I see happening is gentlemen like the fellow who was in the studio, or he just left for a minute, but he wanted to see the studio. People like him are finding people involved in the Liberty Movement, people involved in the Free State Project, and they're hearing our message from a different perspective, in that they know how bad the system is, and they've felt the hurt that this can cause their life. And then, they see there's a group of people who are saying, we want to take power, we want to strip power either significantly or completely away from the state apparatus. People really like hearing that, and it's sort of like now there's this fellow who's here, and he's getting to know us and our beliefs on different items, because, you know, who knows what his particular vantage point is. Mm-hmm. He just knows the state's been screwing him over really badly. And I think it's an excellent way, you know, and it's another part of the outreach I'm trying to do to get people to join with us on things that they can understand because it's affected their life, and then tell them, well, look, see all these other people who are getting screwed over by the state left and right all over the place, like, join us to help them.
Right, and I was actually just listening to the Angel Clark show at LRN.FM earlier today, and I heard her have a guy on from Delaware who's like the, you know, the state chair of the Libertarian Party down there, and he was talking about this new law that's going to regulate, I guess, electricians' apprentices, so an apprentice has to have more qualifications or has to have some sort of a, you know, permission slip in order to be an apprentice even in that particular business, and obviously he was upset about it because people that love liberty don't like to see regulations come down on businesses. I think most people that love liberty understand that the marketplace can self-regulate. So it's not to say that there's nothing wrong with standards. Standards are a fine thing. It's just that you don't have to force them on people. If I want to hire an unlicensed electrician, I would know, or an uncertified one, I would know that I'd be taking a risk. And as a homeowner, as a person who owns private property, I should be able to be free to take that risk. It may mean I'll save a few bucks. Hopefully the unlicensed electrician, or the, you know, whatever you want to call them, the free electrician will do as good of a job. And in my experience, they have. I have, you know, done those things in the past. I have hired people that have not been state licensed, and they've done a fine job for me, and they've done it for less. And in fact, just because somebody has a state license doesn't mean anything about how good of a job they're going
to
do.
Well, when I think back to some of the tests I took at the police academy, I went back in 2000, and they are like, it was before they had all the computerized system, and it was like the bubbles that you fill in, and I remember just filling them out and being like, I can't believe they're asking these stupid questions. And not to mention, like, you can get, I think, like, you have to get a 70% to pass. But, I mean, imagine if all the questions you got wrong were all the ones about the Constitution, right?
Right.
And then, so now you are legitimately...
Wait, so they actually have questions about the Constitution?
Well, lightly.
Okay.
Not too deep. But, so now you're the certified police officer, you've passed the test, but you don't know S about the Constitution.
Right.
But, you know, you do know that your tires need to be inflated to so many PSI. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. Anyone who thinks that state licensing actually accomplishes anything other than being a protection racket, I mean, it's just, why aren't cars flying off the road? You know, auto mechanics are not licensed.
State licensed.
Yeah, they're not state licensed. And I always use that argument when I go and get my haircut, because, you know, people who got their cosmetology license, you know, they have skin in the game because they spent so much money. And then trying to get through to them, like, oh, look, you don't need to be certified to be competent, but you don't need to be licensed by the state to be competent. You know, the beauty schools are the ones who say, oh, we need more hours of training.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. I remember when several years ago, one of the first instances of civil disobedience that really got me fired up about coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project was the outlaw manicurist, where one man decided to offer a manicure and do it for money and do it in front of the Office of Regulation for Manicures, or whatever they're called. And he did this, and a lady came out to be the victim of the illegal manicuring.
And the victim bureaucrat.
Right, so she paid, well, no, she wasn't a bureaucrat, she was just a victim. Like, what I mean is, I'm joking, she wasn't a victim,
right.
She was his customer. But from the bureaucrat's perspective, she'd be the victim, right, of an unlicensed manicure.
Yes.
So she comes out, and they sit down in front of the bureaucracy that regulates manicures, and they perform a manicure, and he was arrested for that.
Yeah, I mean, they actually put him in jail overnight for that.
They did, and it turned out that the regulations that require that someone go to X amount of hours, like hundreds of hours of beauty school, literally did come from a state rep who
owns a beauty school.
Owns a beauty school.
Yep.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Coming up, the New York Times comes out in favor of not taking a plea deal. We'll explain. This is huge. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy. I had enough of green lies from fascistic psychopathic genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there. They're all free, so those include listening options. We've got broadband, midband, narrowband streams, different sizes, bit rates for different internet connections. You'll find one that works for you, and you'll find that it's all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Plus, want to remind you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. We talked a little bit about it a moment ago, and the idea is a simple one. People who love liberty should get together, because when you get together, your effectiveness increases. You can do more than you've ever imagined. I come from Florida originally. Brad, you're a New Hampshire native. But I'm a native of Florida, and I spent 26 years of my life there, moved up here in 2006, and I've never looked back. I mean, it's a completely different world up here as far as the activism scene is concerned, and it just keeps getting better. Whereas down in Florida, I was constantly struggling to, you know, put the most basic form of outreach together. Here, we've got everything happening from mass organized political movements to, you know, to civil disobedience, courtroom activism, as you've been doing recently. All kinds of different stuff is going on, and you can get involved. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org. Plus, the Porcupine Freedom Festival registration is open for that now over at porkfest.com. That's porkfest. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C, as in porcupine. Porkfest.com. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a blast. I was nailing down some sponsorship details with the event organizers today. So it's going to be nice to have the Shire Society and Free Keen once again sponsoring the pavilion, which is kind of the place where everybody hangs out for the most part during Porkfest.
I'm getting married at Porkfest on Wednesday.
I heard about that. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a party.
Well, where will that be happening? Do you know?
Well, I talked to Jason Osborne the other day about from SACL CAI, and he told me that it's going to be, the time he gave us was Wednesday from 4 to 8, and it's going to be the pavilion and a tent, and it's going to
cool.
be, it's going to be a very interesting clash between my blood family and my chosen liberty family.
A clash?
It's going to be a clash, yeah.
Why will there be a clash?
Well, there's lots of Republicans in my family, and they're going to be coming, and they're going to be seeing people behaving as
free people
should, and they're going to be like, oh my God, you know, if they didn't think I was in a cult before, you know, they're going to think I'm in a cult now.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You know, it's funny when people call the Liberty community a cult, because it doesn't fit the parameters. I mean, if you look at the state and the belief systems that surround the state, that's the cult.
The state of the Liberty movement is strong.
Like, it's like the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, the state has chance.
Yeah.
It has. I mean, if you look at the hallmarks of cults, they've got a charismatic leader. And in the state cults, they are electing their so-called leaders when it comes to these presidents. Now, obviously, not everyone in the cult agrees with one of the leaders or the other, but the point is, a lot of them do, and they have a charismatic leader, or several of them, if you want to consider more politicians as leaders. I don't. I think they're thugs and, you know, violent men and women. I don't consider them my leaders, but that's what people call them. So there's that, and then there's the brainwashing. I mean, when you chant things over and over again, like, oh, I don't know, Kids Zoo every single day with the Pledge of Allegiance every single day of the week. That's brainwashing. Chanting? That's total brainwashing techniques.
I remember one night I went to the high school in Epping where I used to work, and we were checking it because the alarm went off. And I said to my partner, I said, you know, these places really are like indoctrination centers. And he said, well, good. And I said, well, why is that good? I mean, why would you want to take critical thinking skills, you know, deprogram the natural desire to have critical thinking skills? And he said, well, you know, it turns people into good citizens. And
that's right.
That's what the government wants.
Good citizens meaning obedient, meaning don't question.
Don't think.
Meaning do as we say. Let's go to Matthew, listening in Connecticut. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brad.
How you doing, guys? I was going to talk about property rights, but now that you mentioned this cult thing, I just want to do a quick comment about that. I was mentioning to my piano teacher about how I was, going to join the Free State Project and how I was heading up for the Liberty Forum and everything. And she was saying, she was interested about it and all that. But then she said, I know you have certain, feelings about this thing and everything, but I'm going to ask you to objectively, look, check this out online. Just make sure this thing objectively is not a cult, she said. And I was thinking, the same thing as you were. I mean, there's no one in this thing that you have to follow or you have to, subscribe to any, you don't have to wake up and act a certain way or, to pledge your allegiance to anything. So I thought that was interesting. And then how would I objectively, what is she, you know, find out if this is considered, you know, who would be the source that would be able to say whether it is or not. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, there's no right. I mean, there's no expert on. A lot of people maybe are self-styled experts on cults, but there's not, you know, one person who can deem whether something is or is not a cult. There are just certain common signs of whether or not something is a cult that should be, you know, red flags that should go up.
Right, exactly. And if we ask the state what their opinion is on if it's a cult, if it was a cult or not, you know what I mean? We could make a good guess what their sort of view is. But so what I was going to actually talk about was property rights. And it's funny because I've been looking at this, you know, libertarian stuff for a year and a half, 2 years, whatever. And I never really thought of it like this, but one way to look at this whole thing, to look at the state, is as just one big property rights violation. It's just a property rights violation.
Sure, across the board.
It's one way to look at it, yeah.
And really the violation is ultimately of your own personal property, and that your own body is really what's being violated down to it. Because not everybody owns physical property necessarily, of, you know, as far as like the land kind of property. Everybody does own themselves in theory. At least that's what we'd like to believe. And when they tell you you have to do something, or you must do something you don't want to do, or that you can't do something that you do want to do, then that's when they're violating your property rights in many ways.
And I thought that could be a real good way to explain it to someone, just explain them what rights actually are. And then from there it just follows that, you know, this thing doesn't make any sense. And when they say, oh, well, you know, you don't like it, you could leave. They say that like it's real easy, like you could just... You just go and, you know,
right. Beg the masters for a pass to leave. Get your hall pass.
I think it's like $700
now. But that's all your resources, and that's all your, you know, time is important. You know, you'd have to figure all this out. If you really have rights, then why is it honest on the individual to figure all that out? It could be a good way to explain to someone who's new, you know, that the state is a, you know, basically just a rights violation.
Well, thank you,
Matthew, for the call. I appreciate it.
You really do have rights, Matthew. It's just the rights, whether they're either written down in statutes or written down in the Constitution, they're ignored and they're disregarded on a daily basis by people using violence. And I used to be one of them, and it doesn't really matter. You know, if the state is there and it's going to do what it wants to do.
Well, it doesn't really exist.
No, it's an idea.
State's an idea.
Right.
And that's it. It's an idea that needs to go. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's a very cultish, destructive idea. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. How else is it similar to a cult?
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, those features include our bulletin board system. You can go get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. And do it all for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's basically our forum. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. So if you want to tell us more about why you think the state is a cult, I would love to hear about it. Of course, some would say that a cult has to be of a certain size in order to be qualified as a cult, but I don't think that's true. I think that generally only occurs. I think that provision only comes into play when we're talking about the difference between cults and religion. Like, there's some arbitrary dividing line between when your religious belief system is still a cult and when it becomes a full-blown, like, organized religion.
Well, the state would be both, wouldn't it? A cult and a religion?
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
I mean, go to court and look around. I mean, it's shaped exactly like a church. I mean... The judge is on the altar.
They're wearing a robe.
They're wearing a robe. There's pews. Yeah, there might not be a place to kneel down. They probably just haven't incorporated that yet. You know, they want you to stand. They may want you to kneel.
Stand is, you know, almost the equivalent of kneeling. And besides, they're up on the judge is up on high anyway, so he's already above you.
Except in here in Keene, the judge is like
that's true.
The judge is on eye level, and that's weird.
Well, actually, it's not true. There is a slight step up. There's a one step up in up here in Keene, and the reason why that is the way it is in Keene is because they rent a room from the city, basically. Mm-hmm. The courthouse, you know, Keene's not a big place. 23,000 people live here. And the surrounding area is maybe 70,000 people. So he's just they're just renting the second floor, one of those rooms in the city building for, I think it's $1 a month or something like that. The city cut their rent after they started. They were shutting down one day per month on a furlough, an unpaid furlough, because they couldn't afford to pay all their bills, basically. So the city waived their rent. And now they are building a new $10 million court facility here in Keene. So they're finally going to have their own actual security checkpoint.
There's probably going to be like a moat and like a trebuchet. Like, it's going to be like fortified.
Right,
and,
because of all the activists
yeah,
here.
Look at the jail. I mean, I remember when you folks moved here initially, like you could walk around the jail. It wasn't a big deal. Now if you look at it without, you know, a written letter, I mean, they'll put you
they'll
in jail.
They'll arrest you for trespass, as happened to me in 2010. So 855-450-FREE, that again, the toll-free number here. Do you think the state's a cult? What other kind of points would you like to make on that? 855-450-3733. Meantime, there's news in the New York Times, which is pretty huge. I mean, the New York Times, yeah, it's a newspaper, and they're kind of dying out. But it is still one of the most popular newspapers in the country.
Isn't it the second largest?
It may be the largest. I'm not. What would be the number one? Would it be
the
USA
Washington
Today?
Post.
Washington Post. Yeah, I'm curious about it. If you want to look
yeah,
it up, let me
know.
But the New York Times, big paper, and their website fairly well read as well. So this article is going to get some pretty serious penetration. It's by Michelle Alexander. After years as a civil rights lawyer, I rarely find myself speechless. But some questions a woman I know posed during a phone conversation one recent evening gave me pause. She asked, "What would happen if we organized thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people charged with crimes to refuse to play the game, to refuse to plea out? What if they all insisted on their Sixth Amendment right to trial? Couldn't we bring the whole system to a halt just like that?"
Yep.
And the answer, I mean, the short version of this article is yes, yes, you can. That's exactly what needs to be done. Now, whether people will do it or not is another question, and we can dig into that here in a moment. But the woman was Susan Burton, who knows a lot about being processed through the criminal justice system. Her odyssey began when a Los Angeles police cruiser ran over and killed her 5-year-old son. Consumed with grief and without access to therapy or antidepressant medications, Susan became addicted to crack cocaine. She lived in an impoverished black community under siege in the war on drugs, and it was but a matter of time before she was arrested and offered the first of many plea deals that left her behind bars for a series of drug-related offenses. Every time she was released, she found herself trapped in an undercast, subject to legal discrimination in employment and housing. 15 years after her first arrest, Susan was finally admitted to a private drug treatment facility and given a job. After she was clean, she dedicated her life to making sure no other woman would suffer through what she had been through. Susan now runs 5 safe homes for formerly incarcerated women in Los Angeles. Her organization, A New Way of Life, supplies a lifeline for women released from prison. But it does much more. It's also helping to start a movement. With groups like All of Us or None, it's organizing formerly incarcerated people and encouraging them to demand restoration of their basic civil and human rights. I was stunned by Susan's questions about plea bargains because she, of all people, knows the risks involved in forcing prosecutors to make cases against people who have been charged with crimes. Could she be serious about organizing people on a large scale to refuse to plea bargain when charged with a crime? "Yes, I'm serious," she flatly replied. And I have to say, I know a little bit about this as well, because I have refused to take plea bargains, and the last time I refused it, I ended up getting a longer jail sentence because of it.
Yeah, they'll punish you for it.
Right, I got a 50% longer sentence as a result of that. And so she gets to addressing that here in a moment. "I launched," says the author's article, "predictably into a lecture about what prosecutors would do to people if they actually tried to stand up for their rights. The Bill of Rights guarantees the accused basic safeguards, including the right to be informed of charges against them, to an impartial, fair, and speedy jury trial, to cross-examine witnesses, and to the assistance of counsel. But in this era of mass incarceration, when our nation's prison population has quintupled in a few decades, partly as a result of the war on drugs and the Get Tough movement, these rights are, for the overwhelming majority of people hauled into courtrooms across America, just theoretical. More than 90% of criminal cases are never tried before a jury. Most people charged with crimes forfeit their constitutional rights and plead guilty. Think about it. You've probably done this. Well, I know you might be saying to yourself, well, I've never been arrested. Of course, those of you who have, you certainly know about this. But if you're saying to yourself, I've never been arrested, ask yourself this. Have you ever received a speeding ticket? How about a parking ticket? Every time you check that box on the back, plead guilty, and you cut them that check, you just took a plea deal.
That's a fact.
Because if you have a right to a trial, that means you have a right to a trial for the parking ticket.
That's right.
And the speeding ticket, and whatever other nonsense stop sign tickets, whatever other garbage tickets that they hand out to you.
Most people don't want to have the hassle of taking time off from work, because even if it's a nonsense ticket like a $5 parking ticket, and you want the state to prove its case, you still have to literally take a whole day off from work.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to sit there and listen to the endless droning on of people, the judge saying, did you sign a speedy trial waiver? Did you waive your rights? Okay, pay at the window. When I was there in Merrimack Circuit Court the other day, representing a different activist, I looked at her and I said, this just looks like this prosecutor's grabbing these people by the ankles and like shaking them upside down to take their money.
It's totally what they do.
Yes.
And they do it day in and day out. I was actually surprised this morning. I do Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach every single Monday morning, and I'd never seen it so dead. I don't know. What, they must not have arrested anyone over the weekend or something like that. It was like maybe 3 people came in, whereas normally there's, 50 that come in. So, I mean, that was nice to see. It was a good problem to have, not have anyone to hand those flyers out to. Talking about the idea of refusing these plea deals, this is a really powerful concept. But you're right, Brad. They set the system up to make it very convenient for you to pay. Hey, we'll even give you the envelope. Here you go. When you get the parking ticket, that's already comes in the envelope. You just can put the money in, seal the envelope, and drop it off in one of their conveniently placed payment boxes.
Or you can pay online with your credit card.
I don't know if they allow that in Keene. I don't think we're that advanced here in the boonies. But they do try to make it as easy as they can to shake that money out of you. And it costs you more time. And it can cost you more in the long run as far as jail time or money if you end up going to a trial and getting found guilty. So there are some serious risks involved in this.
It's well known they like to punish you for pleading not guilty.
But nothing is worth doing that's easy. 855-450-FREE, or very little. 1-855-450-3733. More from the New York Times on not taking a plea deal here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net, or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that we give to you over there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we invite you to shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, different Amazons for different countries. You click in the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you're going to buy, you're probably going to buy it anyway. And Amazon's got great prices and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. And they even sell used items as well. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, you can go that route. And pretty much anything you buy when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, a portion of the sale is going to come to Free Talk Live. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is, we've for a long time been fans of antiwar.com. It's a great site where they really do an incredible job of focusing on all manner of international war that's happening. We're not just talking about the stuff the U.S. is involved in, but just war, period. And they cover it, and they cover it in detail, and you're not going to see coverage like this anywhere else. So they do need your support, though. There's a fund drive going on. You can go to antiwar.com. And you'll see the funding drive information there. They need your help to keep this thing going on. And so once again, drop on over to antiwar.com and help those folks out. And don't forget to bookmark the site while you're at it. Once again, that's antiwar.com. So 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here as we continue talking about the New York Times piece that, I mean, this is big. They don't take a plea deal. Never take a plea deal. Hitting it big with a New York Times piece. And actually, the Times has covered the Julian Hycklin situation, where, if you're not familiar, 79-year-old man has been arrested at multiple courthouses across this country for handing out jury nullification information out in the front of it to encourage jurors that they should embrace their right, you know, this thousand-year-old right or whatever the jurors have to say not guilty based on their conscience, based on how they feel about a law, not just the facts in the case, but how they feel about the law. This guy standing out in front of the courthouse giving this information out, you'd think freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly. No, no, he's been arrested like a dozen-plus times at various different courthouses. So the New York Times has reported on him, too. So, you know, credit to them where credit's due. And, in fact, there was an update on the Heichland case recently, just as an aside, according to an email that he sent out, the U.S. versus Heichland case out of New York, where he was arrested at the Manhattan Federal Courthouse for handing out his flyers, turns out they have abandoned active pursuit of prosecution. This is from Heichland's email. Perhaps since discretion may be the better part of valor and sub silentio, it seems the U.S. have conceded the first article of the amendment to the U.S. Constitution includes the unfettered right to discuss among and with our fellow Americans the meaning of the terms art. Terms of art in the Constitution, such as a criminal trial, a jury, an impartial trial, and other civil rights, and so on, without fear of being accused of attempting juror tampering, because one attempts to engage their fellow Americans in a thoughtful and impassioned academic discourse on these complex constitutional questions, without segregating and excluding potential jurors from those who may otherwise enjoy the benefit of such a rigorous public policy and legal debate. So it looks like they've dropped the charges at this point in New York City, at least those federal charges against Julian Heichland.
What I remember about this case was he was thoroughly molested at Rikers Island, wasn't he? He actually got sent to a hospital in New York City, and he had a body cavity search. His rectum was...
Was it that case?
Violated.
I don't recall that being this particular case, but I don't know. There have been so many arrests, it's hard to keep track of them all.
I think this is the one in New York, because, of course, yeah, he's had a bunch everywhere.
Right, because he's still facing 6 months in jail in Florida for handing out flyers
right,
down there.
Right, but I mean, I bet you, you know, $1 million that I don't have, that there's going to be no repercussions for the Federal Protective Service officers.
Of course not.
Who arrested him, and
no.
You know, this is an important constitutional right that was just stripped away from this you know, very peaceful, kind, older gentleman, and the government's just able to do that with impunity. You know, there's absolutely no repercussion in large part for doing this type of stuff, and that's a big problem with the state to begin with.
Right, well, they don't hold themselves accountable.
No.
Why should they?
Why should they?
They're going to get your money whether they hold themselves accountable or not. They're going to get your money whether you like how they've done, whether you like the job they're doing or not. And it doesn't matter if it's 9% of the people that support what Congress does. It doesn't matter.
And they're going to laugh about it.
They will laugh all the way to the bank because they know that come the next election cycle, either they themselves will win re-election because 90-something percent of incumbents are re-elected, no matter how crappy Americans say, on one hand, they think these people are, they keep voting for them. Because, you know, it still is the choice between the lesser of two evils. And
two crap sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get back to one of the things that can put an end to a lot of this tyranny, and that is the idea of not taking the plea deal. And this is a very powerful concept. And hence, if you are to utilize this not take the plea deal strategy, they will punish you for it. There's a good chance that they will come after you harder than they otherwise would for you taking this strategy, because they know what it means. They know that this is a huge Achilles heel for the state, essentially.
Well, I think the appropriate way to go about this would be to find some sort of minutia, like something legitimate, so you don't walk in there and say, yeah, I'm pleading not guilty just to give you a hard time, because in my experience with judges and people representing themselves, if people get up and they make, you know, they do all the pomp and ceremony, call the judge your honor and stand, and then they try to do something that sounds legitimate, in large part judges will either place the case on file, reduce the fine, you know it's like kind of like a reprieve from the throne, if you will. Like judges appreciate people coming in and taking part in the theater, which is the court system. So there's ways to go about not taking the plea that don't necessarily always have to involve with you getting squished, you know, if you get found guilty.
We can talk more about that. But I wanted to share a little bit more from this story here from the New York Times, where more than 90% of criminal cases, this is according to an attorney, so it's an attorney writing this piece. She's been on the phone with a friend of hers who basically says she's serious about organizing people to refuse plea bargains. She points out that more than 90% of criminal cases are never tried before a jury, and most people charged with crimes forfeit their constitutional rights and plead guilty. A According to Timothy Lynch, the director of the Criminal Justice Project at Cato Institute, he says the truth is that the government officials have deliberately engineered the system to assure that the jury trial system established by the Constitution is seldom used. In other words, the system is rigged.
Yep.
In a race to incarcerate, politicians champion stiff sentences for nearly all crimes, including harsh, mandatory minimum sentences and three strikes laws. The result is a dramatic power shift from judges to prosecutors. The Supreme Court ruled in 1978 that threatening someone with life imprisonment for a minor crime in an effort to induce him to forfeit a jury trial did not violate his Sixth Amendment right to trial. 13 years later, in Harmelin v. Michigan, the court ruled that life imprisonment for a first-time drug offense did not violate the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment. And this is what happens, by the way, when a group of men in robes, who are almost completely unaccountable, are given the authority to determine what things mean. Yeah. I mean, these words that are in the Constitution are not confusing. No. It's not written in legalese. It's not hard to understand the Constitution. But it sure as hell is hard to understand the laws.
Most people, I have found, when they go on their path, or at least, you know, I can speak for myself with relative authority, like, people start off becoming constitutionalists when they want greater liberty. But then when people start figuring out that the Constitution really doesn't mean anything because politically connected attorneys are able to hold these positions of power where they can literally, you know, the First Amendment says, gives you five different rights. I mean, they could create a sixth right, or they could make it four. You know, I mean, they could say the sky is red and that's how it has to be. And people put up with it.
Well, that's because some people actually believe that the Constitution gives them rights, which is what you said a moment ago.
Yeah, well,
and it doesn't.
No,
it just enshrines them.
Right.
Supposedly
it's
enshrines
supposedly,
them.
But I mean, if you look at the Constitution, the Seventh Amendment says you're supposed to have a jury trial for anything, any trial, any type of controversy over $20.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. The Ninth Amendment supposedly was to protect rights that aren't in the Constitution. That doesn't happen.
I'd love to get a jury trial for a parking ticket, but
yeah.
No, they won't let me do that.
Well, you wouldn't be able to get one here constitutionally. Because it's $5 and you would need 15
more.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. So, but there's plenty of speeding tickets where you can't get a jury trial for either.
Yeah, there are states where you can have jury trials for speeding tickets.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That's something. That's one of the things that we could change perhaps here in New Hampshire.
Oh, you could change that easily with you know, instead of a law that says, you know, something so drastic, you just say, oh, no, we want to protect the right to a jury trial in all of the cases, all of the time, and it would backlog.
Oh, my God.
It would. Oh, man.
Because we've had so many activists take a speeding ticket to trial, but it's always a bench trial,
yeah.
And the judge always finds you guilty.
Yeah, the judge doesn't care.
I mean, we still do it just to clog the system as much as we can and waste as much of their time and money as possible. I mean, from a principal perspective, it's still being done.
Yeah.
But boy, if we could get juries picked for every speeding ticket, they'd be dropping those things left and right.
Yeah.
They wouldn't want to mess with those kind of costs. 855, because they've got to pay all the jurors to come in.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.